Hi, Yuri the Origins here, and today is a follow-up from our previous video. On the previous video, we talked about security incidents and how Azure Security Center can help you to detect incidents and take actions to understand the overall technique of the campaign, how the security incidents are correlated, and for that we demonstrated the Azure Security Center Security Incident Fusion capability. Now, how can you use Security Center to proactively mitigate security issues? So that's the intent of this video. And this goes directly with our idea of keeping a secure posture for your organization. So the previous video, we talked about detection, exactly how Azure Security Center will detect attacks through the kill chain. And now, how can we respond to those detections? Now, there are remediation steps that are offered with Security Center, and as part of the previous video, as you saw. What I'm going to cover today in this demonstration is the recommendations that you're going to have for your Azure resources. Workloads that are located in the Azure, and you can leverage Security Center to secure those resources. So let me go to this demonstration here. When you are on the Azure Security Center dashboard, ideally, you're going to look at the recommendations tile, or you can go from virtual machine network in SQL and data and application. It all depends how you want to approach to see the recommendations. For the purpose of this example, I'm going to use the recommendations tile just because it aggregates all the recommendations in one single place. It's kind of easier to look at it and also to prioritize, because you see a list of issues and recommendations based that are organized based on severity, which means that you should address the high severity first and medium and low in this order. So if I go through the recommendations and I started looking at things, those things are basically what Azure Security Center is scanning the VM and looking at it and say, hey, there are some adjustments that you should do in order to mitigate some issues. For example, add a web application firewall. After a scan, it was concluded that you should have add a web application firewall. There are some machines, and in this case, 10 machines that are missing the endpoint. Right, so these are some of the capabilities that are built in Security Center. Now, there are some advanced capabilities. For example, when we partner with our ecosystems of partners located in the marketplace, for example, here Qualys, we have recommendations that come directly from partners. So in this case here, when I click on Qualys remediate vulnerabilities, this blade that's going to show up on the right side brings me a set of vulnerability, which is a result of the vulnerability assessment done by Qualys in this case. So there are a set of settings that you should remediate. In these settings, the intent is that you can make your environment more secure, that you can enhance the overall hardening perspective of some of the components. And you may say, well, if I do not have Qualys, do I have any type of vulnerability assessment available by default on Security Center? And then the answer is yes. We do have some vulnerability assessment from the OS level. So in this case, it is going to show up as Remediate OS Vulnerability by Microsoft, which opens up this tile. And when I look at individual machines, for example, VM4, it's going to show me the more details about vulnerabilities that are open for that machine in particular. In this case, domain membership, maximum machine account, password, age. When I click on it, It gives me more details about the CCE, okay, which is information that contains that secure best practice and some of the details about this vulnerability. You can go through each one of those machine and look for potential way to enhance the overall security. For example, disable support for RDS. Again, this is CCE ID and here the number. Okay. It tells me a little bit more about the vulnerability and the impact. Now, the next question is, okay, is it possible for me to know, have a list of all the CCEs that Security Center is going to look for? And the answer is yes. We do have our documentation covers that. So if you go to this URL, the gallery, okay, you're going to see that we publish the Azure Security Center Command Configuration Identifiers and Baseline Rules. It's an Excel file that you can download, and you're going to have a list of all that information for you to do your research and understand which CCE are being used. Okay, so we have here the name of the CCE, the rule name, and everything that you need to know about it. And as you can see here, there are CCEs for Windows and for Linux. So this is the list of vulnerabilities that it might potentially show up when you click in one of these VMs. Click on the name of the vulnerability and then look at the number here. Okay. These are some recommendations, not only because many people think the recommendations are, oh, we are missing a patch, we are missing a security update, which is also important, but Secure Center goes beyond that. It gives you secure best practice as well. Some of the recommendations are things that you can provision directly from the portal. For example, when the install endpoint protection alert is showing up here, not alert, recommendation, we can select the VMs that we want to deploy the endpoint and just install on that VM. And here we can install a partner solution. You're going to have license for it, or we can install the Microsoft anti-malware. So the deployment happens directly from the UI, which facilitates the provisioning and taking actions to resolve this recommendation. However, in other cases, we do give you prescription on how to implement something. For example, apply disk encryption. There are six virtual machines that are missing this configuration. And when I click on these virtual machines, I cannot do the deployment of the solution directly from the UI. What it does is it points out to our documentation, and you're going to follow the steps from the documentation to apply this setting. This is something that you should always be looking at. Verifying if there are recommendations that you need to follow and address those recommendations. Just by addressing those recommendations, you can reduce the likelihood that some of the attacks will take advantage of open vulnerabilities or open issues like that. So that's one remediation step that you can take. Hope you enjoyed this video, and we are going to have one more video on this series of Security Center administration.